It is true the Speaker received a communication from the National Resistance Movement, which is the ruling party of President Yoweri Museveni, to the effect that we ceased being party members and directing her to proceed to declare our seats vacant in the Parliament of the Republic of Uganda. Now there is a problem. The problem being that party issues, which are really internal, are being superimposed on the national parliament. Whereas I belong to NRM as my party, but at the same time, I'm a member of parliament. So any disagreements within the party must not be translated into national differences. Look, the Constitution of the Republic of Uganda spells out the grounds upon which one loses the seat in parliament. And maybe to remind the listeners, in 2005, there was the Constitutional Review Commission, and then there was the Constitutional Amendment Bill number 2 and number 3 of 2003. The gist of that is they sought in the government proposal, they proposed that they include a clause, a proviso to say that one shall lose his or her seat on being expelled by the party on which he or she stood to join parliament. Now, that debate, that clause was thoroughly debated. It took 2 days because it was stood over. And at the end of the day, when the question was put, that clause was deleted from the amendment. So the notion to say that parliament is silent, I mean that the constitution is silent, that the constitution is ambiguous, does not arise, because that provision was amongst those put for amending the constitution, and it was rejected. And surprisingly, the Secretary General of the NRM party, who is also the Prime Minister of the Republic of Uganda, Honorable Amama Mbabazi, was himself in the House on that day when that vote was taken. And the count was 96 voted in favor of deletion of that amendment. There was no abstentions, and they were not opposing votes on the same. So he himself agreed with that position to delete. Now, when they turn around and want to reclaim the same that they lost, and the one that is not supported by the constitution, nor any law, not even the parliamentary privileges, not even within our rules of procedure of parliament, now it is a matter of dishonesty. And it is very sad that all said and done, there is a certain way they wanted the constitution to be interpreted, but we have the constitution on our side. We have a Supreme Court ruling, a Supreme Court judgment in the case of Brigadier Henry Tumukunde versus the Attorney General and the Electoral Commission. So in all those, it is very clear that we are staying put. We are members of Parliament. Now it's up to the Speaker to choose whether she wants to guide this constitution and this country under the rule of law or on the constitutional road, or to concede to the whims of particular individuals. Even if these are in government, even if this is the ruling party, it is the duty of the Speaker to protect the constitution and protect parliament.
Are you therefore saying that the NRM leadership is undermining the constitution?
That's exactly what I'm saying. If you are meant to promote the rule of law, if you are meant to uphold the constitutional order, protect it. Why don't they follow the law? This government, the NRM government, is lucky to have well-read, we have lawyers, we have one of the brightest minds, and they know exactly what they are up to. They can seek any assistance if at all they find a problem, but this is being done deliberately. And worst of all, the notion that by whatever means Let us expel them. They can go to court. They can win in court. We shall compensate. But we can't have them in the parliament. Now, that is extra-constitutional. That is taking the law in their own hands. That is trampling their own constitution, because this very constitution was made under the NRM government. That is a breach, and it is a serious offense. It is really offending the constitutional order, and may God forbid. We are saying, please, follow the constitutional path. Please, we could have differences, but the arbiter is the constitution. And if the constitution, you find differences, if you find problems with it, go to court. We are ready to test it in courts of law. But the wordings are clear, only that they are bent on breaching the constitution, on abrogating the very constitution that NRM is so promulgated.
The party basically says that you and your colleagues have undermined the party, sowed discord, sowed disaffection among the party, and is breaking the party apart. And that is why you were expelled. Why would you do such a thing?
No. Look, what NRM is saying is that we are using the wrong forum. The wrong forum, as you may hear it, it depends on what you are talking about. For instance, we have voted to come to parliament to represent our people's views. Now, if you look at the charges for which we are being expelled from the party and therefore from parliament, range from one, that we agitated for the increment of the health budget, because government said they would provide a supplementary budget of 37 billion. I can tell you we are coming to the end of the financial year. That money has never been provided for. And yet we come from rural areas. We have terrible suffering. The health centers, there are no drugs, no equipment. The health staff, the health workers are not being remunerated well to retain their services at the parish level, at the sub-county level, not even at the national level. So we are saying, can we for the first time boost the health sector? And by that, we are being sent out of parliament. Two, we had a very acrimonious debate. We are pointing out that oil can become a curse or a blessing for this country. For that matter, we feel that powers to grant and revoke licenses should be vested in the hands of the Uganda Petroleum Authority, not a single minister. Because we've had a terrible experience with ministers signing away oil deals dubiously. But we feel an authority of people of integrity, Ugandans, can be able to stand the test of time. And that's another one. And for that reason, therefore, having diverted from what government was saying, and mind you, we had passed that clause. But when the president returned from Sri Lanka, he said, no, that clause must be revisited, and it was brought back to parliament. Yet we had passed it. There was the lead of government business in parliament. All cabinet ministers were there. And as the entire parliament, we had all agreed that powers to grant and revoke all licenses be vested in the Uganda Petroleum Authority, not a single minister. And for that, we are paying by being expelled from the party and being expelled from parliament. And lastly, I can tell you and listeners, there is another ridiculous charge that at a critical time of voting, I raised the question of quorum. Quorum is the minimum number of legislators, of members of parliament, who are supposed to take a particular decision on a motion, on a clause, or on a vote in parliament. Now, you as NRM, you are not even expected to say that our rules of procedure provide for this minimum number. But now we are still in parliament. And this is a critical legislation we are enacting. Can we have the full numbers or the required numbers so that we proceed? And that one turns out to be a charge. So if a member of parliament cannot speak, if a member of parliament cannot provide the three constitutional roles, the oversight function, the representative function, and the legislative function, then what is the member of parliament meant for? And that is the mark And that is what we said even then from the word go, that on matters we have deliberated upon candidly on the floor of Parliament, why are you subjecting them to a disciplinary committee outside the Parliament? In Parliament, we have the Committee of Rules and Privileges. In case there is a breach of parliamentary rules, you are referred to that committee for the appropriate action. Now, you as a party, you sit outside, you monitor what is going on in Parliament, and you prefer charges against a member for those statements, bona fide statements, well-intentioned statements. And moreover, as members of Parliament, we enjoy powers and privileges such that our statements on the floor of Parliament are not subject to any disciplinary or court proceedings. Now you, a party, you summon members and you dismiss them without even hearing from them.
So if the Speaker of Parliament rules this week and declares your seats vacant, will you take it to court?
First of all, we understand the Speaker is under immense pressure, very immense pressure, because the pressure has now turned on her. Now, in whichever way the Speaker rules on this matter, all options are on table. We have an option to go to court, challenge it. Even in the unlikely event, once it is declared that our seats are vacant, we shall proceed and go to court, to the appellate court, to the highest appellate courts in the land. We are still also considering whether we can appropriately refer our matter to the East African Court of Justice. That one is also under consideration. Two, we shall fight and defend our seats, because these are the things we are sent to do in Parliament. We are not sent to sleep in Parliament. We are sent to provide the advocacy role, to provide the representative role, to provide all those functions. And we are ready to defend them. And we stand by our rights. As members of NRM, mind you, we haven't even lost out even on NRM. We have the court slated for 13th this coming month to determine whether NRM has dismissed us rightly or wrongly. There is a determination expected from court, because we are challenging our being referred to the disciplinary committee. And mind you, also within NRM as a part, clause within its rules, it prohibits any disciplinary action on any matter that is before the courts of judicature. We referred our matters to court, but for selfish reasons, they proceeded with the case in the disciplinary committee. So we are saying this, we saw it coming. We are not surprised. The game was set, and to fill and satisfy the personal vendetta, that's what is all behind this. But we are ready to stand our ground. We are ready to defend the Constitution of the Republic of Uganda. And indeed, we are not ready to surrender our rights as members of NRM as a party, but most importantly, as Ugandans with a duty under our parliament and constitution to serve.
Well, how many of you were expelled?
We are four members of parliament. Honorable Muhammad Nsereko, the member of parliament for Kampala Central. Honorable Wilfred Nwagaba, the MP, Ndolwa East. Honorable Barnabas Tinka Simire, his MP, Buyaga West, and myself, Sechibo Theodore, MP, Rwemiyaga County. And a fifth member was reprimanded and was given a sentence to stay 3 months out of parliament. And of course, that one has its own implications, because according to our rules of procedure, once a member fails to attend parliament for 15 consecutive times without authority from the speaker, that member loses a seat. It also means that even the fifth one, should he, Honorable Chamadi Vincent, the MP Rwampara County, should he abide by that verdict of the NRM Disciplinary Committee and is kicked out of parliament, he will be also on the same receiving end like we do. Because failure to attend parliament for 15 consecutive days or sittings is an automatic expulsion from parliament. But nonetheless, all options are on table.